You're listening to SBS News.
At Hung Nam, preparations are underway for the largest amphibious evacuation in military history.
It was a race against time. Thousands of UN forces and North Korean refugees were trapped at the port of Hung Nam. The Chinese army was advancing. There was only one way out, by sea.
Refugees pour down to the docks until every available ship is jammed.
A then 17-year-old Han Bo-bae remembers waiting on the freezing beach for days, hoping her family would be saved.
It was war. We knew we would die if we didn't get on board a ship. We didn't think of anything else. We didn't know where the ship was going. It didn't matter.
Loaded down with their few belongings, or a baby, the refugees pushed forward to the ships.
The US Navy saved as many as they could. 100,000 North Koreans were crammed into over 100 ships.
We were bundled under blanket. So many were on the ship. We were all jammed together. A shower from a wave washed over me and my mom, feared we were going to drown and become a sea spirit.
No one died on board. Instead, there was new life. Five babies were born on one cargo freighter, the SS Meredith Victory. By the time it docked on Goje, it had become known as the ship of miracles. Lee Kyon-pil was one of them.
My mother was not prepared to give birth when she boarded the ship. So when I was born, the midwife had to use her teeth to cut my umbilical cord.
On board the Meredith Victory, the Americans couldn't believe babies were being born in such torrid circumstances. There was barely enough room to stand, let alone give birth. The US crewmen didn't know any Korean names, so affectionately called each baby kimchi, after the fermented cabbage dish.
Over 100,000 civilian refugees from the Hung Nam area are taken to freedom along with the troops. But thousands must be left behind to the uncertain
mercy. But amid the celebration, there is also sorrow. Kimchi Won, better known as Song Yang-young, told us his parents had made a heartbreaking decision at Hung Nam that would haunt them all their lives. His father left his two other children, a son and a daughter, back on the beach.
I am living proof of the sorrow and pain a divided family carries. My family was torn apart. I am still at a loss to understand how one baby had the luck of staying with his parents, while the other babies who came out of the exact same womb were separated from theirs and went through so much. They must have waited and hoped their mom and dad would return.
Most of the refugees, including Mr. Son's father, thought they'd only be gone a few days. But even when the fighting stopped and an armistice was signed, the peninsula was divided into north and south. Mr. Son's parents have now passed away, but he believes his brother and sister are still alive. He says he'll never give up hope of finding them. Son Yang-young was born on the ship of miracles. Now nearly 70 years later, he's asking for just one more.